the menu that appears when you right-click is called the shortcut menu or context menu, or sometimes pop-up menu or right-click menu. Menus are stored in the command bars collection, command bars, but I wanted just a regular menu. And the menu items that you click on the menu are of type command bar buttons on command bars. Am I reading the right section? You create a button by calling the add method of the controls collection of the command bar and passing in the parameters that define the type of button. This doesn't make any sense. Who named these things? Can I just drag a shortcut menu from the toolbox onto Excel? Oh, yeah. I'll use the macro generator. Okay, awesome. Let's switch over to Visual Studio. Drop that in. Okay, let's see what kind of code that generates. Well, it declared two objects. Write-to-text is one of those command bar buttons, which means it's the thing that shows up on the menu. Selected cells is an Excel range. At startup, it just calls define shortcut menu. Okay, in define shortcut menu, it creates the variable menu item as type MSO control button. Then it's giving write to text, that was defined up at the top. Well, what is it doing? It's calling the add method of the controls collection of the command bar named cell. I know cell is the name of the menu you get when you right click a cell. So write to text is now an MSO control button on the right click menu for cells. And it sets a few properties, including the caption write to a text file, since that's what I wrote on the menu. Okay, and what's this? The sheet before right-click event, where it sets selected cells, that was defined up at the top, to target, which is one of the parameters. A range must be the current selection. So, what's it doing when I click the command bar button? It's getting the current date time and setting it as a string to date stamp with some kind of formatting. Then it's making another string that's a path to my documents with a file name of date stamp, that's the current date time, with .txt appended. Then it makes a stream writer to write out that file. So for each cell in the current selection, use the stream writer to write out the value, then close the stream after the last cell. Cool, I'll try it. It's starting up okay. I'll try two selections. This is one. This is 2. Select it. Haha, there it is, write to a text file. And the other, since it's using a timestamp for the file name, it shouldn't overwrite the first one. There they are! Thank you, Macro Generator!